Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. Two officers were shot and wounded in Louisville last night. Protests erupted after a Kentucky grand jury declined to charge officers directly in the killing of Breonna Taylor in her home last March. Stephanie Wolf of member station WFPL has more on the demonstrations.
Protesters began marching out of downtown, and they eventually came face-to-face with police, who declared an unlawful assembly. Police say they arrested at least 46 people during yesterday's protest. And much later in the evening, some small fires were set around the Hall of Justice, and that led to police calling an unlawful assembly again and dispersing crowds from that area. Then it was about an hour later that two officers were shot downtown. Police say one had to undergo surgery, and they have a suspect in custody.
Stephanie Wolf in Louisville. New data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show young adults are playing a major role in the spread of the coronavirus in the U.S., NPR's Will Stone reports.
20-year-olds accounted for more coronavirus cases than any other group over the summer months. That's according to new data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The report also found that a spike in young adults in parts of the country was then followed by an increase in adults over 60 getting infected. Dr. Mike Osterholm with the University of Minnesota says expect this pattern to continue as the virus spreads on college campuses.
As we get further into the fall, this group is going to continue to transmit a lot of virus.
Cases are now climbing across the Great Plains and in parts of the Midwest. In Wisconsin, the governor has extended the face mask requirement because of near exponential growth driven by outbreaks on college campuses. Will Stone, NPR News, Washington.
The late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will continue to lie in repose on the portico of the U.S. Supreme Court. Mourners are invited to continue paying their respects. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are scheduled to pay their respects later this morning. Hong Kong activist Joshua Wong has been arrested and charged with participating in an unauthorized protest last October. NPR's Emily Fang reports this is one of several waves of arrests that are linked to last year's anti-government protests as China exerts more control over the region.
Fellow political activists said Joshua Wong had been arrested after reporting himself to a Hong Kong police station in the company of his lawyers. He's being charged with attending a protest not authorized by the police, during which protesters, including Wong, wore masks to disguise their faces. A few days earlier, Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam had invoked emergency powers to ban these types of face coverings, which were common during widespread demonstrations last year. Wong was arrested last August along with six fellow activists and pro-democracy leaders ahead of another unauthorized protest. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.
This is NPR. The National Weather Service says heavy rain is falling from Mississippi to Kentucky. Remnants of Tropical Storm Beta are crawling over parts of the southeast. The National Weather Service says Mississippi faces the strongest chance of flash flooding today. Bars and restaurants in the French southern city of Marseille have been closed because of a high rise in coronavirus cases. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports France unveiled new measures to tackle the flare-up in new cases and hospitalizations.
French Health Minister Olivier Véran unveiled new restrictions and said the virus is now actively circulating in over two-thirds of the country. Véran said he didn't want to scare people, but the situation is critical, with ICU units expected to be at capacity come mid-October if the current trajectory continues. The toughest measures will for now only concern the coastal city of Marseille and the island of Guadeloupe, but the cities of Paris, Lyon, Lille, Bordeaux, Toulouse, and Nice are on heightened alert. Large planned events of more than 1,000 people have been banned, as are public and private gatherings of more than 10 people. Bars and restaurants must close no later than 10 p.m., and gyms and sports halls will be shut down by Saturday. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Officials in Australia say they have been able to save 88 pilot whales that have been stranded on beaches on the island of Tasmania. Nearly 400 other whales have died. Officials don't know what caused a couple of pods of the pilot whales to swim to the beach, but about 500 whales were stranded this week. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.